The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Just let it rest, Bernie. Just let it go. Just give it up. Move on. Just let it go. No, I'm not. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. In fact, it's coming right up on 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And I am absolutely delighted to welcome you to the program. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. What won't I just move on about? This thing about the All-Star Game. I am not nearly the baseball fan that I used to be. In fact, for several years, I've paid very little attention to Major League Baseball. I grew up in L.A. I was a huge Dodgers fan. Used to go to the Dodgers game at Chavez Ravine all the time, knew all of the players, had all of their baseball cards. My dad was a huge baseball fan, Dodgers and Angels both. Most of you won't believe this, but you can ask my wife. My dad, at times, you know, when the seasons, baseball and football, would overlap, my dad would have 2 transistor radios, earplug in one ear listening to the Dodgers, earplug in the other ear listening to the Angels, and a football game on TV or some other combination of that. And at any given time, he could give you the score in any 3 of the games. But for many years, I just haven't paid a whole lot of attention to baseball. I've never got into the Indians, never really got into the Reds, but hardly ever paid any attention to the All-Star Game until this year. And, of course, we haven't even had the All-Star Game. But what has happened in Major League Baseball should concern every American, whether you give any attention whatsoever to baseball or not, because it is so unbelievably un-American, and it is unpatriotic, and it's incredibly divisive. And the more we learn, the more that comes out, the more hypocrisy we see on the liberal left. Case in point, Stacey Abrams. We are now learning what was going on behind the scenes when the commissioner of baseball, Robert Manfred. Hey, before all this happened, if you asked me, who's the commissioner of baseball? If my life depended upon it, I couldn't have told you. I don't know that I've ever even heard the name Robert Manfred until all of this happened. We are now learning from sources within Major League Baseball what happened. When Georgia passed this voter integrity law, this is not a voter suppression law. And I double dog dare you to tell me anything in that law that will actually suppress votes or keep particularly minorities from voting. I dare you.
Well, Bob, they're going to close down the polls at 5 p.m.
No, they're not. That's not a part of the law, never was. That is a blatant law perpetrated by, sadly, the President of the United States.
They're not going to allow people to even have drinking water. They can't even get a drink of water while they're standing in line at the polls.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Well, they're gonna reduce the number of ballot box.
No. Everything you've heard negative about this law is disinformation, fake news, and sometimes an out-and-out lie. So what prompted Robert Manfred to make an unbelievably important decision? This impacts all of baseball, impacts the entire state of Georgia, impacts the city of Atlanta and the surrounding areas. It is estimated that they are going to lose more than $100 million in revenue. And the people that are going to be hurt most, minorities. Yeah. Anyway, what prompted this? We are now learning that three major figures played into the decision by Robert Manfred. Stacey Abrams, the whacked out Georgia politician who still believes that she's supposed to be governor. She still has not accepted the results of the governor's race and so forth. She's part of the loony left. And LeBron James. Say what? LeBron James.
I didn't know he played baseball.
He doesn't.
I didn't know he was from Georgia.
He isn't. LeBron James? Yeah. And the Reverend Al Sharpton. Yes, the bigoted, racist Al Sharpton. Yeah. Sources within Major League Baseball are reporting that those three figures, LeBron James, Stacey Adams, and the Reverend Al Sharpton, and some others, began lobbying Robert Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, saying, if you don't move the game, you're going to suffer. If you don't move the game, blah, 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 blah. They made threats and so on and so forth. And finally, under extreme pressure, he decided almost unilaterally to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta, which is majority black, to Denver, Colorado, which is majority white. Now, I'm coming up on a break. Let me get this in before the break, and then I'll point out the incredible hypocrisy after the break of LeBron James. Stacey Abrams has faced an enormous amount of backlash within her own state. Black people in Atlanta have been contacting Stacey Abrams saying, what are you doing? We're the ones that are getting hurt here. We're the ones that are going to lose money. What are you doing? So in spite of the fact that we now know she was one of the driving forces in getting the All-Star game moved out of Atlanta, she later released this statement. Quote, like many Georgians, I am disappointed that Major League Baseball is moving its All-Star game. However, I commend the players, owners, and the league commissioner for speaking out. As I have stated, I respect boycotts, although I don't want to see Georgia families hurt by lost events and jobs. Can you spell hypocrite with all capital letters? She lobbies the commissioner of baseball to move the game out of Atlanta to Denver. And then when she receives backlash, she says, I don't want to see Georgia families hurt by lost events and jobs. Maybe you should have thought about that first. What about LeBron? our own Ohio LeBron James. Yeah, someone's standing up for human rights. Really? Yeah. I got some things to share with you. Maybe you knew, maybe you didn't know about our own Ohio LeBron James. When we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. The hypocrisy on the left is mind-boggling. We're now learning from inside sources of Major League Baseball that the primary movers and shakers behind the move were Stacey Abrams, Democrat politician, who lost in a very narrow margin the gubernatorial race there. In addition to Stacey Abrams, by the way, she has now said, oh, I'm so sorry that people are going to lose jobs and people are going to be hurt. Now you're thinking about that? The others are the Reverend Al Sharpton and our own Ohio LeBron James. Now, when Major League Baseball announced that they were yanking the All-Star game out of Atlanta, LeBron James was one of the first, one of the loudest, one of the most vocal individuals to say, I support it. They're doing terrible things down in Georgia, and they're trampling on people's rights, and I stand for equality and rights. Yeah, yeah. Can I read just a little bit to you from an article in USA Today? This is last year. I want to make it clear, this is last year, but this is from USA Today. Headline. And, you know, USA Today is not exactly a right-wing conservative publication. Here's the headline. LeBron James' controversial comments further his brand in China. Here is the first paragraph of the USA Today article, and I quote, LeBron James has deep, lucrative ties to China because of his partnership with Nike, which does considerable business there, both as a manufacturer and apparel seller. The global superstar who plays for the Los Angeles Lakers has traveled to China 15 times since he signed with a sports apparel company 16 years ago and has visited several Chinese cities promoting physical fitness, education, basketball, and as a unifier and, of course, a spokesman for Nike. Again, continuing to quote from USA Today. It has been a beneficial relationship. The face of the NBA has been very careful not to upset the Chinese, going so far as to call out Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey for the timing of his pro-Hong Kong protesters tweet days before the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets traveled to China for two preseason games. You remember that controversy? Most of you do. James also said earlier this week that, quote, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative things that come with that, too. And I also don't think every issue should be everybody's problem. Human rights violations in China and in Hong Kong. LeBron James says, yeah, well, let me give you the exact quote. He's talking specifically about people speaking out against human rights violations in China. He said, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative things that come with that, too. And I also don't think every issue should be everybody's problem. unless it's something to do with baseball, which is not his sport, in Georgia, which is not his state. Quote, how much is James's deal with Nike worth? He makes $32 million annually from Nike, according to Forbes magazine. And Nike's revenue in China surpassed $6 billion last year. Now, again, this was a year ago. Let me skip just a little bit. Quote, China is good to LeBron James, and that's one reason he came off looking like an apologist for an authoritarian regime that does not value human rights or freedom of speech. Did I mention that's USA Today? Yeah. We have LeBron James, who is benefiting enormously from a totalitarian communist regime that is one of the worst violators of human rights on planet Earth. He travels there. He plays basketball in China. He supports the communist Chinese government. But he wants the All-Star game pulled out of Atlanta, Georgia, because of a law that I can almost with 100% assurance, a law that he never read. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of China, President Biden was very happy to encourage Major League Baseball to boycott Georgia. But what about China? Well, you know the Winter Olympics is going to be in Beijing, or the 2022 Olympics are going to be in Beijing, China, one of the worst human rights violators on planet Earth. There were rumors running around that the Biden administration was going to talk to other countries, our allies, about boycotting the Chinese Olympics. Well, Jen Psaki, the spokesperson for President Biden, has said, oh, no, nope, nope, nope. Then a State Department official said this morning, quote, our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any boycott. So we got President Biden wanting to boycott Georgia, but China's fine. As I said, the hypocrisy is mind-blowing, mind-boggling. Just, I mean, seriously, think about it. Oh, my goodness. All right, now I will let it rest. Now I've got that off my chest, I'll move on. At least I think.